When gas electric hybrid cars like the Toyota Prius first became popular, one of the questions people asked was, can it go as fast as a regular car? Can it even go 55? Turns out that at some racetracks, electric dragsters are beating their competitors that run on gas. Colin Fogarty with Northwest News Network took a ride with some electric drag racing pioneers in Portland, Oregon.
The $1 million Ferrari Enzo can do 0 to 60 in about 3.5 seconds. So can Mike Willman's 1978 Ford Pinto.
I tore it all down, took the whole front end down, took the engine. The infamous exploding gas tank is gone. Now the batteries take up the back trunk area where the gas tank used to be, as well as the back seat area.
Willman takes me out for a spin in his electric vehicle, or EV, on some Portland back roads.
What was that?
That was the sound of smoke being made from the tires.
My head went back.
Yeah. Now you got the EV grin too, I see.
The EV grin?
EV grin. First time you're driving an EV and you feel the power that the things have.
I can smell burning rubber.
That is the smell of burning rubber, yes. That's the only emissions that this car makes.
After our whiplash-inducing jaunt, Willman parks his Pinto at the Portland driveway of his friend and fellow EV aficionado, John Wayland. Wayland has his own homemade electric dragster. It's a Datsun that he's hoping can change the image of electric cars.
I'd like to say that the electric car has been in the hands of the wrong people for too long, the environmentalists. Now, I am an environmentalist. I like trees, but I don't hug them. You know, I love animals. I love clean air. But I like to have fun. And I realized you got to make the electric car fun and exciting.
Wayland and Willman are leaders in the National Electric Drag Racing Association. They share one love, beating the pants off gas-powered hot rods.
It's fun. You go out there, it blows people's minds, you know.
Hot rods, souped-up cars, and EVs line up for the regular Friday night drag races at Portland International Raceway. The winner of this race is a Tesla Roadster. Its owner is entrepreneur Paul Gulick. He bought the $100,000 sports car from the California-based electric car company Tesla. Gulick seems as surprised as anyone to have won the race.
I have just now done my very first drag race, and I beat the gas-powered guy that I was up against by a mile, and I got to run it up to over 100 miles an hour and did it in under 13 seconds from a dead stop, so that was fun.
The gas-powered hot rod Gulick beat was a menacing, turbocharged Volkswagen Beetle. Its owner, Travis Matney, says he had no idea he was up against an electric car.
I was impressed at how well that car ran. It definitely put me in my place.
Even so, it ended up a mixed night for electric dragsters. Pioneers like John Wayland and Mike Willman saw big glitches and lost power altogether a few times. Wayland blamed it on the lead-acid batteries they use.
We're blowing some batteries and have the problem, but we're using old technology batteries. The guys with the lithium batteries are not having any problems. They're running strong.
Tesla and the major car companies are all moving to lithium batteries. They're more reliable and more powerful. They're also much more expensive. For NPR News, I'm Colin Fogarty in Portland.